Hi, and welcome to the Higher Realm. My name's Julie Kelly, and thank you for joining me today in this podcast, which is all about filling the void. So what do I mean by the void? It sounds like some great scary space void, doesn't it? Like a great big crater on the moon. Well, at some time in our lives, we all experience a sense of emptiness, and it feels like a big hole appeared right in the pit of our stomach. And there can be a whole range of reasons why we develop this void. For example, you know, if you've got children and they leave home, or you may be separated or just recently divorced, or for some people your life partner may have actually died, and that leaves a terrible, terrible sense of loss and emptiness. But we all experience it at some time. There can be a whole plethora of reasons why it happens. But what do we do about it when we get this void? How do we cope when we experience that feeling and sensation of hopelessness? Well, most of us do what you would think we would do, the sensible thing. We try and fill it, don't we? Because let's face it, nobody wants to walk around with a gaping hole inside them, do we? So some of us, we might pick up a few extra hours at work or maybe attend a few classes, which is great if we're doing it for the right reasons. Some people go walking, or they might take up fitness or go jogging. Others, they get pills from the doctor to help with that feeling of depression and loneliness. For many people, it's a case of spending as much time out of the house as possible. And when they are home, a few bottles of wine are never far away. It's anything, absolutely anything, to escape from those feelings of inadequacy and fear. Is that beginning to sound familiar? But why do we look in all these places for fulfillment? Well, I figured the reason's pretty clear, really. Because if we actually looked inwards rather than outside of our situation, it's terrifying. You know what I'm talking about, right? Because you must have tried looking inwards, which is probably why you're still frantically running around like a hamster on a wheel. Always chasing, 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 but never finding true fulfillment. You see, when we actually embark on the journey of filling the void, we want it to be seamless. Let's face it, you've been through enough pain, right? Enough emotional turmoil. So there's no point messing around with things that don't work. Think of it this way. If you cut yourself and you put one of those clear plasters or band-aids on it, of course, the cut isn't exposed, it's covered. But when somebody gets close up, any fool can see. You know, they can see the band-aid. But once the skin has knitted together and it's healed, then it looks like new. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that when you have the kind of void that I'm talking about, the one that takes so much effort to fill, well, it's really time to consider actually letting it heal. But that takes patience and sometimes a few sacrifices too. The healing journey of filling the void is a really personal one. And believe it or not, in most cases, I'm not saying this is going to be the case for you because we're all different. But in most cases, the reasons that you believe caused the emptiness, they turn out to be very different. So let me give you an example, right? So you raised your children as a single parent and now they've met the love of their life, found a great job and they've left home. Isn't that what you always wanted as a parent? Didn't you always want to see your child succeed and be happy? Of course you did. Any parent would. So why now Do you attribute it to your feelings of emptiness? Well, let me tell you, it's because you didn't prepare. You, and you alone, thought that that kind of turmoil only happened to other people and not you. So now you're feeling redundant and without purpose. You see, filling the void is about acceptance of impermanence. What I mean by this is there's a knowledge and it's a great wisdom. And once we've got it, we understand that nothing stays the same and that with every positive experience comes a negative and vice versa. Nothing lasts forever. And when we know this and we can grasp it, it's like holding in your mind the greatest piece of wisdom there is. Once we actually realise that grasping onto things as if they'll actually fill that sense of emptiness we feel is futile, we can let go completely and then we can really enjoy living again. So you won't need those extra hours at work or fear losing them, because you'll understand and you'll have grasped that your job is only there for as long as it lasts. And you can't change that. It doesn't matter how much you throw yourself into work. You can't change it. And the beautiful body that you're getting by pushing yourself every single day at the gym, well, it'll wrinkle with age. And believe me, your muscles will weaken as you advance in years. You'll get aches and pains and stiffness in your joints, and eventually you won't be able to get to the gym. See, once you know this, you'll begin to love working out at the gym. This isn't to put you off using the gym. It's actually quite the opposite. You'll begin to enjoy working out rather than seeing it as a way of fixing something that's missing in your life. So I hope you found this podcast beneficial. Please like, share and subscribe to my channel. And also please let me know what you thought, because I love to hear your feedback. But for now, I'll leave it there and I'll be back soon with another podcast. Bye now.